From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. U.S. officials say a former Guantanamo Bay prisoner has tried to contact his Taliban associates since his release. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports on their concern that former detainees may want to return to fight.
ISIL is not 10 feet tall, that this is an organization that is vocal.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest stopped short of providing detail about the new concerns surrounding the Taliban official swapped for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl last year.
There have been concerns that have been raised about one individual, and that the monitoring and mitigation measures that were in place have been updated to reflect those concerns.
The U.S. has been secretly intercepting and monitoring all of the men's communications, and that's how U.S. officials discovered the unauthorized contact. The question now is whether this former detainee needs to be reclassified as someone who has indeed returned to the fight. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
The Pentagon confirms that a chemical weapons expert who worked for Saddam Hussein was killed in a coalition airstrike against the self-declared Islamic State. Spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says it's a mark of progress in the battle against extremists U.S. officials call ISIL. Warren says that Abu Malik's death last Saturday will prevent ISIL from developing chemical weapons. Mitt Romney says he will not make another run for Republican presidential nomination in 2016. He told supporters via a conference call today that the party would benefit by choosing someone who's just getting started. There may be another ethnic category from which to choose on the 2020 census form. NPR's Karen Grigsby-Bates says the Census Bureau is considering a change to allow people from the Middle East and North Africa to identify as Arab American.
The new category has a name, MENA, which stands for the Middle East North African designation that could be added to give Arab Americans greater political clout and access to public funding. Currently, the census classifies Arab Americans, who would make up the majority of the new designation, as white by default. Some Arab American groups have been pressing for the proposed category for several years. The new classification, they say, could include Arab minorities such as Berbers and Kurds. The government has asked for public comment on the possible change in advance of holding focus groups with Arab Americans planned for later this year. The last day for public comment is February 2nd. Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News.
Federal officials are keeping a close watch on the measles outbreak in several states directly or indirectly linked to Disney theme parks in Southern California. About 100 measles cases have been confirmed in the past month, resulting in the second biggest outbreak in the U.S. in 15 years. This is NPR News. China's education minister has told universities not to use textbooks that promote Western values, according to state media. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports on the Communist Party's mounting ideological crackdown.
Education Minister Yuan Guiren said universities should forbid criticism of China's leaders or the country's political system inside the classroom. The edict comes as the government disrupts virtual private networks, or VPNs, which help people access foreign websites China's internet cops have already blocked. China's government limits access to many foreign websites to prevent its people from learning damaging information about the regime. Earlier this week, an annual Human Rights Watch report criticized China for tightening already limited free speech in the media and on the internet, as well as jailing rights activists, lawyers, and critics. Human Rights Watch China Director Sophie Richardson called the government's repression of critics, quote, the worst in a decade. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
The Connecticut House and Senate have voted overwhelmingly to confirm a state judge nominee who was opposed by the National Rifle Association and other groups because she supported a gun control bill approved in the wake of the Newtown school shootings. The House voted 125-18. The Senate voted 30-4 in favor of attorney Alden Grogans, a Democratic former state representative from Bridgeport. Grogans will serve as a Superior Court judge. Former hip-hop music mogul Marion Shook Knight is in a Los Angeles County jail after being booked on suspicion of murder. Knight is being implicated in a fatal hit-and-run incident Thursday in Compton. This is NPR News in Washington.